stroke is, management of stroke is very much time sensitive. The more early you come to the hospital, the more better chances are for to receive the treatment and to get the better recovery. There are two major forms of the acute stroke treatment. One is to give a clot-busting medicine, we call it thrombolysis, and the other one is to take the clot out mechanically, we call it thrombectomy. These both forms of treatment can be given in certain time window. Therefore, it is very necessary when anybody develops any stroke signs, any symptom, they have to arrive in the medical hospital emergency department immediately to receive that treatment.
And what are the main signs that people should look out for?
The major sign and symptoms of the stroke are like sudden onset of weakness or feeling numbness in the arm or leg or in the face, or development of the problems with the speech. A patient has suddenly, if somebody develops a sudden onset of dizziness, sudden onset of problems with the balance, unable to walk, or problems with the vision, sudden loss of vision in one eye. These are the most common symptoms of the stroke. And anybody develops one sign or more than one sign, either of these signs, they have to arrive to the hospital. They have to seek medical attention immediately.
And are there any actions that people can take to prevent a stroke coming on?
Absolutely. Stroke is a very much preventable disease. Over 80% of the strokes can be potentially preventable. There are certain things which we can do, like just as simple things, taking few steps, like having daily moderate exercise, watching your diet, avoiding excessive alcohol, not smoking, keeping a check over your blood sugar and blood pressure and cholesterol levels. These simple measures can keep you away from stroke. We just had a recent research done through the medical students from the National University of Ireland, Galway. And it was done on the patients who were admitted with a stroke in the last 3 years. And we found that over 70% of the patients with a stroke had high blood pressure, followed by smoking, followed by diabetes and high cholesterol. So means these are the four common risk factors which we found in most of the stroke patients. That again justify that to be vigilant on your risk factors, to be on the more on that side, that to look into the more preventable, some preventing the stroke by through the getting to the GP, being in the vigilant on your diet, having moderate exercise every day. These measures can potentially reduce the risk of stroke in the future.